Welcome to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm Jonathan Fisk, and your daily devotions are on the way right here, radio stream straight to you from the scriptures, starting today with Psalm 77. I cry aloud to God. Aloud to God, and He will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has His steadfast love forever ceased? Are His promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He, in anger, shut up His compassion? Then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember Your wonders of old. I will ponder all Your work and meditate on Your mighty deeds. You, with Your arm, redeemed Your people, the children of Jacob and Joseph. Now, this is another psalm, Psalm 77, 1 to 3, 7 to 12, and verse 15, where we don't really know its context. We don't know what catastrophe or calamity was causing the writer of the psalm to feel betrayed by God, but it is a common enough experience for every Christian to have at some point. In fact, if you've never had the feeling that God is not keeping His promises to you, then I suggest you, well, do like Luther says, you might want to take your hand and put it against your breast and see if your heart is still beating, because your flesh, all it knows how to do is doubt. So we hear about the resurrection of Jesus, and we have these great and precious promises of the life of the world to come, but how easy it is to look at the life we have now and wonder why God is not doing more. Why the church is not doing more. Why my congregation is not doing more. Why my pastor's not doing more. Why I'm not doing more, doing better, growing, strong, alive. Why am I afraid? Is it that the Lord has spurned me? Has He turned unfavorably toward me? Has His steadfast love ceased? Has He forgotten His grace? And the psalmist, feeling this in the midst of some time of Israel's history, we don't again know when, but it may have been after David's reign and Solomon's reign, when the kingdoms were divided, when the countries were weak, where all the promises about them being a great nation from which the Savior would come seemed, well, unlikely to come to pass. It was during that time that the psalmist did not look to himself to try to find or convince himself of the value of God's word. Rather, he looked out. He didn't look to the present. He looked to the past. And this is where the context is so helpful, right? But it says it here, verse 11, I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember Your wonders of old. The foundation of Hebrew Christianity, that is, the Christian faith that looked forward to Jesus Christ before He came, was the Exodus out of Egypt, when God with a mighty hand struck down Pharaoh and all his horsemen and brought the people safely through those waters on dry ground and into the promised land, into the place where milk and honey would be given. Remembering that work is how the psalmist comforts himself. And the text goes on outside of what we had read, but verse 16 tells us that when the waters saw You, O God, they were afraid and trembled. The crash of Your thunder and the whirlwind and Your way through the sea, Your path through great waters, as You led Your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Now, it's fine and good for us Christians to also think about how God led the people Israel by Moses and Aaron through the water on dry ground, but it's even better to look to the past that's now been fully revealed, how a different kind of water was split, that river that stands between us and everlasting life, and how a man, having died, walked back through that raging flood ferrying and carrying you and me with him. Whenever you feel like you're not sure about God's promises, you're not sure about if there is a God, you're not sure about what all of this means, the thing to do is not look within, but to remember of old the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the historical set of events that happened in time and in space, publicly before the entire world. It wasn't done in a corner. It wasn't made up in the Middle Ages. It's an event that changed everything. And looking upon that, you may know that God has intended to, just as of old, shepherding Israel, now shepherding you. O little flock, fear not the foe who madly seeks your overthrow. Dread not his rage and power. And though your courage sometimes faints, his seeming triumph o'er God's saints lasts but a little hour. Be of good cheer. Your cause belongs to him who can avenge your wrongs. Leave it to him, our Lord. Though hidden yet from mortal eyes, his Gideon shall for you arise, uphold you, and his word. As true as God's own word is true, not earth nor hell's satanic crew against us shall prevail. Their might, a joke, a mere facade. God is with us and we with God. Our victory cannot fail. Amen, Lord Jesus, grant our prayer. Great Captain, now thine arm make bare, fight for us once again. So shall thy saints and martyrs raise a mighty chorus to thy praise forevermore. Amen.